On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Jake Vollmick with you guys here on Overtime. A lot of good conversation on Nick Chubb being a Houston Texan. Again, we're probably going to get back into that later on in the show, but Darius Garland. It is June 9th. The NBA Finals are happening. And he needs surgery on a toe that was reportedly sprained. And he's going to be out for 4 to 5 months in order to recover. We got to get answers on that. We have to find what is actually going down. What is happening here? How did we get to this point? And we're going to do so by heading out to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. You can find his work over on Cleveland Cavaliers on SI. Frequents the show. It's Spencer Davies, and he joins us now. Spencer, what's going on?
What's good, Jake?
Well, I was definitely more secure in my opinion on the Cavs in this offseason and where everything stood prior to today, where we learned Darius Garland needs surgery on a toe, going to be out 4 to 5 months in order to recover from said surgery. I'll throw it out to you, Spencer. What sort of happened from what the Cavs were basically laying out and what had been reported that was sprained toe slash like a version of turf toe to now where we are in need of a surgery that's almost half a year in order to recover?
Well, I think it starts first with the designation of the injuries. I don't think the organization's doing the players any favors by being vague. And it's kind of hurt the public perception. I think looking back at last year, this is around the time that we were talking about Jared Allen and having, you know, a rib contusion. But in reality, he had a bone floating around in that area. And it didn't really do him any favors as well. So it just feels like we're right back to square one again here. And Darius was hurt. Darius was hurt. He had to have custom-made spacers in his shoes so that it could alleviate the pain. And that's not a sprained toe by any means. That's something that's actually really going to hinder you from being your full self and being on the court. And I actually just posted a video a couple minutes ago on my Twitter. It was just Kenny Atkinson and Kobe Altman talking about that. And I think that it's frustrating for the timing of the injury to happen. But you can say that that's definitely misfortune and bad luck that it occurs during a postseason run where you're thinking you're going to get to a much higher position and stage, but it just kind of happened that way. But yeah, I think it starts with the designation of the injuries has not been transparent enough. And I think, yes, you want a competitive advantage so that other teams think that they can prepare for you or prepare for another scenario. But I don't know if it's really worth it.
So, Spencer, is there a world where you think Darius coming back and playing actually made this situation worse than it already was? Or was this something that was just bad from the start and Darius was just willing to go out there and tough it out as it was?
I think Darius was toughing it out, man. And you could just even tell when we were on the road in Indiana. He told us, y'all don't understand what I'm going through. And I think that just reading the tea leaves behind that situation really kind of gave us a look at, okay, this is a lot worse than just someone's toes hurting. Like, this is not being hurt. This is being injured. And I know there's a designation and there's a perception between injured and hurt and trying to find the difference between the two. There is a difference between the two for sure. And I think when you see how he was moving, and he gave it his all in game three, and I thought that he looked really good in game three in a sense of just how he moved around. Obviously, he didn't shoot the ball well, had a lot of foul trouble, couldn't really keep up with Indiana, but he went out there and gutted it out. And I know his teammates appreciated that. Ty Jerome spoke glowingly about DG in the post game after game five about how much he's toughened it out and how much he's grown as a player, and also what he was going through last year to bounce back from it, have an all-star year, and then to have the season that he's had. It's admirable. And we know what kind of player Darius Garland is. He's an all-star caliber point guard, and he's a heck of a shooting guard, a shooter from beyond the arc, and he's someone that can really bend an offense. So I think that right there shows you the value that Darius has for this team. And that's what was sorely missed, to be honest with you, in that series against Indiana.
And so as we look ahead to an offseason then, Spencer, I think one of the concerns that a lot of fans are going to have within a surgery, and honestly, even like pre-surgery, but I think this amplifies it, is the idea of, okay, well, we've seen Darius Garland now be good in the regular season, but we've gone through back-to-back postseasons with injury, the jaw, the toe. What is sort of the line between looking at Darius and saying injury prone versus some really unfortunate injuries at really unfortunate times?
Maybe I'm drinking the Kool-Aid, man, but I mean, you get hit in the face and then you stub your toe or jam your toe, whatever it was, however it occurred. That is bad luck to me. And I think that his grade in the playoffs is an incomplete. I don't know how many career games he's played in the...
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The postseason that you can really judge him off of, because when he first got into the postseason, thinking about the play-in tournament and maybe that, you know, that next year, maybe you can judge off of those. But also, he's not done with his development, nor was he even at this stage of his development back in those years. So I don't know. I don't envy the Cavs front office when it comes to evaluating that part. What I do know is that they believe wholly in Darius Garland. They know how much of a threat he is offensively and how much more he can mature physically and get stronger. And I know that this is kind of mirroring what Kobe Altman was saying, but it does. You draw a comparison physically, not talking about his game, not talking about his skill set, to Stephen Curry, who, when he came into the league, obviously had injury problems early in his career and then ended up getting some more pounds on him, ended up having a little bit more of a durability and an endurance to go through an NBA season and then parlay that into the playoffs. That's what they're looking for from Darius Garland. And it's on him, but it's also on the performance staff and everyone around him to help him get to that point. But we're talking about a 25-year-old player, and that is still still extremely young, even though he has the years of experience under his belt. So I think that that can make the perfect concoction for him to get to that next level.
Spencer Davies, Cleveland Cavaliers on SI with us here on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hey, so we talk about the improvement that he still has to go, both physically and even, you know, to some degree on the court as a 25-year-old player. How much does an injury like this, where you are recovering, sort of almost roadblock some of that off-season progression that you're looking at with that 4 to 5 month timetable?
Yeah, I'm sure that it doesn't help. But the good news is I'm sure that there's got to be workouts where you don't have to always be on your legs, right? Mm-hmm. Like, there's got to be ways to improve your upper body for sure. And I'm sure that they'll have ways to help him physically and to make sure that he can still get in the weight room without putting pressure on that toe. And I know that it's not really going to be a situation where he's right away on the court and getting his reps in with the team or even outside of the team and when he's getting, you know, runs in or whatnot like that. But I think the physical part, the physical strength part is where he's going to need to improve the most. And I don't think that it'll hurt too much in terms of, again, the upper body stuff. I think you can find ways to add muscle and to your core while still being able to make sure that you don't aggravate or re-aggravate anything in that toe. And, you know, one thing, too, I think we should address is resume basketball activities is kind of vague for me. It's not maybe not vague, but maybe it's not so much telling, because what is basketball activities? Is it non-contact? Is it getting on the floor and getting up shots by yourself 1-on-0? So that will be interesting, but I don't think that it's going to have too much of an impact on him going into next year, and he'll be back probably pretty decently quickly. I would assume so.
So obviously then, Spencer, we're in an off season where trade rumors are flying around, and we talked about the idea of, you know, trading core four members when we were on a couple of weeks ago. What does this do now, where if the Cavs were looking to trade Darius Garland, what do you think this does trade value-wise one way or another?
I can't imagine it would help it, just knowing that the injury history, even though they're bad luck injuries, it's still injury history there. And then you go into a season where someone's going to have an off-season procedure done. I feel like teams probably wouldn't be too eager to try and trade for Darius Garland. But I think that it's also not something that would really hinder a team from trying to, because they know what talent is in there and they know the all-star point guard that's in there. So I wouldn't say it's like debilitating to his trade value, but I would also say that it definitely doesn't help.
So if the Cavs are looking to move off of a member of the core four, would this swing you further into the direction that it would be likely to be Jared Allen over Darius for the fact that it doesn't help with trade value?
I think regardless, that was my thought in the first place because of the previous conversation we had about Evan Mobley's ascension and Jared Allen just being a lower usage player and obviously the jump in salary next year. But I don't think that this news particularly had that much of an effect on that. But I guess it would push me into that line of thinking more. But I just never had the thought or opinion that the Cavs would openly be shopping Darius Garland by any means. I think that they would be listening to calls just like you should be after any opportunity you have to improve your team. It's going to take something to get something. So obviously you have to answer the phone, but it doesn't necessarily mean the Cavs are the ones picking it up.
Again, Spencer Davies with us here on the hotline. So just looking at Darius then from a general standpoint, we've seen what he can do in the regular season, and you yourself said incomplete is how you'd mark his playoffs this year. Does Darius have what's a sort of inside already to be a playoff performer in your eyes, or is that still something that really needs to be proven and an opportunity that he has to get there?
I think it's somewhere in the middle, and I know that that's kind of a cop-out answer, but it's just like as an evaluator, it's really tough to tell because you see so many flashes. And I thought he was good in the Heat series, the first two games, before that even happened. So like he was trying to bring over that momentum from the regular season he had. I know he didn't finish the second half of the season the way he wanted to, but the first half of that season shows you what Darius Garland is capable of. Turn the corner, have the ability to throw the high hand off to the rolling big or to shoot the floater off high glass, spray out to the corners for shooters that are open that are knocking them down. Those are things that the Cavs need. Donovan Mitchell is not a point guard by any stretch. He is in your face, get downhill. I'm a running back. I'm going to get right to the paint, and I'm going to get to the free throw line. Thought Darius did a good job of getting to the free throw line this year, by the way, but he is more east-west than north-south, and he's somebody that has his own pace and can pin you to his back by just dribbling around, slithering, and trying to find every crevice to get to the hole, but to also involve his teammates in different ways. And also, the shooting piece. Darius Garland, whether it was pull-up threes or catch-shoot threes, it's fantastic this year and really had the jumper going. The next step for him is to take even more of those and to be more aggressive in terms of scoring. But again, I don't know how you view that when you know Darius does not have the ability to move left to right, does not have the ability to stop on a dime because of the toe injury. So your guess is as good as mine on that one, but I say that would lie somewhere in the middle.
Spencer, always appreciate you carving out a few minutes for us in your schedule. Always good talking to you. And as always, I look forward to doing it sometime here in the near future.
Of course, brother. Thank you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.